You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now Jesus was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. But some of them said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebul, the prince of demons." While others, to test him, kept seeking from him a sign from heaven. But he, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a divided household falls. And if Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own palace, his goods are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overcomes him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoil. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places seeking rest. And finding none, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' And when it comes, it finds the house swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." Here ends the reading. These words of Jesus about demons and Beelzebul, the prince of demons, seems alien to most of us. While we believe in the reality of Satan, demons, and evil, thankfully, most of us have not witnessed possession or exorcism. What then is the relevance of this passage to our observance of Holy Saturday? We've observed Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. We're anxiously awaiting the first light of Easter morning. Why now this text from earlier in Luke, bringing to mind Satan, demons, and the house from which they came? I think it brings to mind the Creed when it mentions we believe in Jesus who, after crucifixion and burial, descended to hell. What did Jesus do after his body was laid in the tomb? Traditionally, the church has believed and taught that Jesus went to hell to proclaim victory over sin, death, and the devil. Certainly, no one was there to see such a descent or the presumed exchange between the Lord Jesus Christ and the prince of demons. Was it a battle? Did Jesus attack the strong man, Satan, protecting his own palace? We can't know the details, but from early on, this was the understanding, whether literally or figuratively, when Jesus on Holy Saturday descended into hell, declaring, proclaiming, asserting that the kingdom of God had come upon the forces of evil, and the victory now was won. You sometimes worry about the reality of Satan, demons, and evil in our world and in our lives? Never, never fear. Christ, the crucified and risen one, has overcome death and hell, and himself has announced his victory over the prince of demons. Thanks be to God, we have hope and promise of new life, now an eternal life with the Lord Jesus forever. Let's pray. on this Holy Saturday, Lord God, give us courage and strength in the face of evil, sin, and death. In the name and by the power of Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a suggested Holy Week response. Turn on every light in your home tonight and give thanks for the light of Christ, which overcomes all darkness.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.